right. Today we are going to pray for your city, and we're going to pray for Big Bear City and Big Bear Lake. Now, they're nestled next to each other in the San Bernardino Mountains. Big Bear City is the larger of the two, and it's mostly where all the homes are. It's about 13,000 in population. They have had problems in the past with the lake not having enough water by the end of the year, so an area to pray for. It also is the area that brings in the tourism, and we need to pray for there to be enough snow before the ski resort that they have nearby. We need to look for ways for them to be able to minister to the tourists and then balance their life and work, since a lot of their business is on weekends. So families are taken away by the weekend, so they can't go to church, so that churches will find ways to minister to their people during the week. Big Bear Lake is only about 6,000. It has predominantly most of the recreational areas. It also is home to a Christian conference center. So we're going to pray for unity in the churches and growth. Father, we lift up these two communities and our own. We pray for unbelievers to be saved, that hearts would be opened and they would repent of their sins and confess Jesus as Savior. We pray that every person in these cities would be able to hear the gospel and the word of God in their own language. We pray, Father, for a spiritual awakening, that Jesus would revive the churches there and in our own city and awaken them to your greatness and supremacy, that you would pour out your spirit in Big Bear City, Big Bear Lake, and our own city. Forgive our sin, heal our lands. We pray that many will be convicted by the Holy Spirit and turn to you, Father God, with all their hearts. We ask for unity to happen between the pastors and the churches, that there would be a meeting for the churches to come together and unite in prayer. But we also pray for prayer groups to rise up within the churches, and they too would connect and maybe take prayer walks together around their city. We pray for denominational, theological, and ethnic walls to come down so that pastors and the church members would love each other, pray for each other, and serve each other, even if they disagree on some areas. We lift up the families that are there, knowing that it's a harsh winters that they can have, so we pray for restoration and strength, that husbands would love their wives as Christ loves the church, and wives would respect and submit to their husbands, that the hearts of the parents would be turned to the children to love them and raise them in God-honoring ways, and the children would respect and obey their parents. We pray for racial reconciliation between, and that violence would stop. They don't have high crime in that particular two cities, but they do in Fonskin that's nearby. So we pray, Father, for that to be lessened and better economy. Pray for life to be valued in all stages of life, and for the local and national leaders, the local and city leaders, that they would have wisdom to make wise decisions, that they would govern with integrity, justice, and mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus.